Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Still Small Voice. I'm Sharon Harris, and I'm so glad to have you with me today. I want to talk today about answer some of the questions that I've been receiving this past month. And I know that we're all going through hard times in our life and situations change. And there are times that we feel like life is so unfair. We begin to look around at how bad things are in our lives. And we say things like, why is all this happening to me? Why do I have to suffer this way? Nothing good ever seems to happen to me. Well, first, let me say this. Something good happens to us every day. No matter how you feel when you wake up in the morning, first of all, let me tell you, you woke up. So that's a very good thing. When you wake up, it's a good day and it is a blessed day because it gives you another chance to start over and do something good. The word of the Lord said that his mercies are brand new every day. So he's touched you. He's opened your eyes this morning. So right there, you're off to a good start. We can't always have sunshine in our lives. Every now and then, we need the rain. The rain helps us to grow. It helps us to become stronger. Where would life be without the rain? Next time you're outside, just take a look around. Look at the trees. If we had sunshine all the time, would those trees be so big and strong? I don't think so. Look at those beautiful flowers, all the different colors. Where would those flowers be if we didn't have the rain along with the sunshine? Because see, it is that rain that is causing them to push their way up through that soil, breaking out and then growing up and feeling that sunshine upon them. And I know we all like going to the beaches. Where would those beautiful beaches be if the rain didn't come down and fill them up? And most of all, the food that we eat. What food could we have to eat if the rain didn't come down and water the crops? Now, if you talk to a farmer, they don't like the drought. Okay, they know they need the rain. And we need the rain as well as the sunshine. And we always need to learn to appreciate them as well. Everything that we go through has a reason. Everything that we go through, there is a season. And one thing I need to let you know, it's not about us. The things that we go through, the thing the Lord allows us to go through is for his glory. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to remind you that it's not about you. We're going through things for his glory. It says in 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. And it says in Romans 8:16-18, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Christ, that we may be also glorified together with him. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. And the one that I really love, 1 Corinthians 2:9, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Now, knowing all this, isn't it worth being prepared for his glory? Isn't it worth going through so that God can be glorified in us? Whenever God is about to perform a miracle in our lives, there is a great preparation involved. And there's always going to be opposition from the enemy. Because see, if you're out there in the world doing the things of the world, the enemy's not going to bother you. Why should he? You already belong to him. But when you're trying and doing your best to live right for the Lord, oh, he's going to come after you. That's his job. And he's going to be on his job 24/7 So it is up to us to surrender our will to the Lord, yield completely to the Lord, and allow him to prepare us for his glory. You know, we're not the only ones that go through things. Take a moment and look back in the Bible. Let's talk about just a few men that went through some things, how they had to push past their pain, past their suffering, so that the Lord could use them as instruments for his glory. And see, it wasn't just about them. There were greater things that the Lord wanted to do through them. So he allowed them to go through things. Let's take a quick look at Joseph. The Lord gave Joseph so many dreams. His future looked promising. However, the enemy knew what the Lord was getting ready to do. And he just went ahead and touched his brothers and entered into their hearts and filled them with jealousy and envy because of Joseph and the dreams that he was having and how their father loved Joseph. So they did evil unto Joseph. Nevertheless, what the enemy meant to destroy him with, God used it, gave him favor while he was in prison. And because Joseph stayed strong in the Lord, because the favor of the Lord was upon his life, God turned everything around. And through Joseph, thousands of lives were saved. And Joseph was elevated to the highest level in the land under Pharaoh. This was done for God's glory. Oh, let's look at David, a man after God's heart. You know, David was anointed king while Saul was still the king. David suffered much at the hand of Saul. David spent years running and hiding from Saul. Now, we're talking about a man that was anointed by the Lord to be king. But yet here he is running and hiding from Saul. Look at all David went through for God's glory. God used David to save many. God used David to defeat Goliath. And he just worked many miracles through David. But David had to go through it. And he went through it for God's glory. And then there is our Savior Jesus. Oh, my Lord. From birth until he laid down his life, he was constantly battling things that were trying to stop him from making it to the cross. When he came out from fasting 40 days and 40 nights, that old enemy Satan was waiting on him. Now, see, I don't know about you, but I know how I am after I have been fasting, or when I've gone without food now. The 40 days and 40 nights, can you imagine? It said the Lord was hungry. So here you got somebody tempting you, okay? But look at how our Lord, he stood up and he used the word of God to get Satan out of his life. And in the garden, Satan tried him again. He tried to stop him when he was praying in that garden. He did not want our Savior to make it to the cross. But he said, nevertheless, and he prayed even harder and said, not my will, but thy will be done. And he was strengthened by angels. And Jesus pressed his way. He kept his mind on what the Lord sent, what his father sent him to do. And he made it to the cross. He did it so that he could be glorified. Jesus did it for his father's glory. So I say to you, if we're going to be heirs with Jesus, we must suffer with him so that we can be glorified with him. And as the Lord suffered for us, why do we feel that we should have to go through anything? If we expect one day to hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, then we had better pray up and suit up, because before we can enter into the kingdom of God, we must be prepared to receive such greatness. And that greatness will not happen without us going through different things. And one other thing, the preparation season that we go through, it's going to look different on each of us. See, my season might be to humble me, where I've got pride built up in certain areas. The Lord may take me through a season of bringing me down low to humble me. And your season might be to teach you to stand in faith, regardless of what you're going through. He might choose to do with us what he did with Job. He might look down and count you worthy And he might even say, oh my goodness, look at my child. He might allow you to go through something that would destroy someone else. Oh, to be counted worthy to suffer for the name of Jesus. Isn't that what the apostle said? They counted themselves worthy when they were locked up in prison. They counted themselves worthy when they were whipped because they were doing it for his glory. Oh, and this is what we've got to learn to do. We've got to learn to count it all joy when the Lord allows us to go through things to bring glory to his name. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you today that everything that I went through, I counted it all joy. I did not count it all joy because first, like you, I didn't understand. But you know, the Lord took me through a season of preparation, a season of teaching, and I had to learn to appreciate what the Lord was doing in my life. I had to learn to depend on him. I had to learn to lean on him for my everything. And now I've learned to count it all joy. He's opened my eyes to the tricks of the enemy. So when things happen, I look for God's will in the situation. Not why I'm going through this, but I'm saying, Lord, to God be the glory. Lord, I want you to be glorified in this. Show me what you would have me to do. And this is what we've got to allow the Lord to do in our lives. And as we go through our season of preparation, the Lord might temporarily take his hand of protection away from certain areas in our life so that we can recognize who he is. Have you noticed certain areas in your life where you're struggling? Perhaps in your finances, financial channels that once flowed freely are all of a sudden blocked. Perhaps there's a relationship that once was full with joy and love now is teetering on the brink of destruction. You might find yourself battling health issues that you never experienced before. Health issues that cause you to ask, where is the Lord in all of this? Health issues that cause you to question, am I really healed by his stripes? Or you may be falsely accused or unfairly treated on your job. If this is what you're going through today, I'm telling you right now to count it all joy and hold fast to the word of the Lord, because he is preparing you for greater things. He's preparing you for his glory. You stand on the word of God and don't be discouraged. Don't even be discouraged when you call out to the Lord for help and he doesn't answer you right away. And don't be dismayed when you call out to him and worry and fear and depression try to respond to your call and want to make you give up. Don't you dare be intimidated by what they try to do, because they tried it with Jesus. But Jesus, as I said, he continued to pray and he trusted his Father to answer him. And this is what we've got to do. Just because things seem to be going backward from the way that we want to go, that does not mean that the Lord has forsaken you. He has not turned his back on you. We've got to say, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done, and continue to pray and stay right there until the Lord sends us the help that we need. Oh, yes. Know that the Lord will answer. But before he answers, he may allow things to happen. He may leave you in a difficult situation for a season. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to know that there is no one else greater than him. He wants to teach us to have the type of faith that he demonstrated. He wants us to have faith that will perform miracles. He wants us to have faith that will destroy the strongholds of the enemy and set the captives free. Isn't it worth going through that to have God's glory in your life? Oh, how the Lord wants to perform signs and wonders in this generation. However, in order for God to do that, he has to purge us of anything not pleasing and prepare us to receive his glory. His goal is not to destroy us or even torment us. God's goal is to cause our trust and faith in him to grow so that we can do greater works. And while going through this time of preparation, the enemy will use anything and anyone to try to abort God's will for your life. He will use those that are near and dear to your heart to discourage you. People that you could once count on will begin to disappoint you and turn away. They will begin to question whether you heard from the Lord or whether you even received a vision from the Lord. They will even cause you to become so discouraged that you'll begin to question whether or not it was God's voice you heard. I tell you right now, do not be surprised at those trials that you're going through. It's just a test. He's preparing you for his glory. And you press your way, no matter what they say. They don't know what God spoke into you. And that is what you have to hold on to. You have to continue to speak that word that he sowed into your spirit. You speak that word no matter what is going on in your life. You speak that word no matter who walks away from you. You speak that word, but that word is for his glory. He would not have given you that word if it wasn't going to come to pass, because he says he watches over his word to perform it, and he's going to perform that word, but you've got to hold on. The Lord is going to allow us to go through faith-producing situation to strengthen us for the next journey. As we go through trials and difficulties, it may seem like he's forgotten about you, but trust that he has not. He's holding you in the palm of his hand. And if your breakthrough doesn't happen when you want it to, don't give up. Instead, realize that he's preparing you for glory so that his miracles can be done in his name. Don't allow the enemy to taunt you and believe that what you are going through is only happening to you, and that nobody else that they know had to go through such trials and tribulation to get their breakthrough. The word says in 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you, but rejoice, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." Isn't that something? When we're going through these trials and tribulation, the word says we are partaking of Christ's sufferings. And if we yield to his leading and go through this preparation season, we're going to be filled with exceeding joy. So start rejoicing in the midst of what you're going through right now. I know you may not feel like it, but the word says, start rejoicing. You know the old saying, when praises go up, blessings come down. You don't have time to have a pity party. Not right now. You don't have time for that. You need to start rejoicing, because God is in control of what you're going through. And once you realize this, the Lord will open your eyes to see how the enemy operates, and he will give you strategic prayers on how to stop him. Oh my goodness. And this is what you want. You want your eyes to be open. You want every trick of the enemy to be exposed in your life. So that's why I say, start rejoicing right now, because you are being prepared for greater things. You are being prepared for his glory. And as the Lord is preparing you for his glory, he will also make you aware that the things you used to do, they're not permitted anymore. Oh yes, he's pruning you. He's not putting up with our foolishness anymore. Now, there were some things you probably would slipped around and it was okay, and things that you got away with, but guess what? He's taking you to a higher level. So those things, that foolishness, has got to be cast aside. What you see others do, he's not going to allow you to do it. He's reining you in. He's restricting the activities that you did in the past, and he's calling you to a higher level of holiness and accountability. These things are being done because the Lord is about to pour out his glory in your life, and he wants to pour his glory into a vessel prepared for greatness. He is maturing you and bringing you to a standard of holiness that wasn't required before. Oh, he's bringing about a change in your life. And yes, it may be a little bit painful, but that's okay, because this is being done for his glory. He's going to open your eyes, and you're going to see the greater your anointing, the more the enemy is going to come against you. So if the enemy is messing with you right now, let me tell you right now, you must be doing something right. Because if you are doing it wrong, he wouldn't bother you. So if he's messing with you, that's okay. Count it all joy and know that greater things are getting ready to happen in your life. Because see, it's the enemy's job to stop you from reaching God's plans in your life. If he tried it with Jesus, he's going to do it with you. And as you draw nearer to the Lord, you will become sensitive to the leading and the direction of the Holy Spirit. And then when you hear the voice of the enemy, you will shut him out, because you'll know that that is not the voice of the Lord. it is so crucial as when, as you're being prepared, that you be still and listen to that voice and be obedient as he instructs you in the way that you go. God's got great plans for you. God knows your spiritual potential, and he also knows your limit. God knows how much you can bear, and he will not allow you to experience adversity any longer than necessary to fulfill the purpose in your life. What comfort, what joy, and knowing that God is always in control, no matter how hot that fire may get. God is in control. He knows when to say enough. You don't have to worry about whether or not you're at your breaking point. God knows our limit, and he will say, that is enough. God's timing is our timing. And I know right now we want things quick, fast, in a hurry. And it seems like you've been going through situation and endured trials for a while now. But you've got to understand, God knows what he's doing. God's timing is always right on time. He doesn't need a watch. He knows exactly what time it is. Jesus understands timing better than anyone else. And it is important for us to allow him to prepare us to receive all that he has for us. I don't want to be missing anything the Lord has for me because I'm in a hurry to get to someplace or I'm in a hurry to do something. I want everything that the Lord has promised me. The word says that the trying of our faith worketh patience, but we are to let patience have her perfect work so that we may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Do you hear that? Let patience have her work. Let God do what needs to be done in your life. Let him take all the time that he needs, because when he's done, you're not gonna want for anything. So go through it as a good soldier. Trust that the Lord knows what he's doing. Time doesn't mean anything to Jesus. Let's take a quick look at the ministry of Jesus. The Lord didn't begin his ministry until he was 30 years old. 30 years old. For 30 years, Jesus went through preparation for a powerful, powerful ministry. I imagine that he went through different stages from the birth, as a toddler, as a child, as a teenager, to an adult. He went through different stages for a powerful 3-year ministry that would change lives forever. 3 years. Isn't that something? All this preparation for 3 years. But look what God did in those 3 years. What he did changed the world. So it's worth it to go through the preparation process. If our Lord and Savior went through that for 30 years so that we could have eternal life, who are we to question how long we must endure a problem before our blessings come into our hands? God's preparation process is never wasted time. When it's your time to be blessed, no demon in hell will be able to stop it from coming forth. No one will be able to stop you from receiving what God has for you. The gates of hell won't be able to prevail against you. God will open doors for you that no man can shut. God will open doors for you that you didn't realize was there, and he will close doors that are no longer blessing your life. God will cause men to give unto you. He will open financial doors for you that you thought were hopeless. He will create a job for you when the unemployment rate is at a record high. He will give you supernatural strength to go through a situation that in the natural would have been impossible for you to do. God's timing will bless you and cause all things to work together for your good. But we have got to yield to him, allow him to do it, and go through it for his glory. There is just no way around that. If you want to be blessed, you've got to allow the Lord to do what needs to be done in your life. He's doing it for your good. You don't recognize that right now because the pain is so great. But if you just let go and just allow the Lord to do what needs to be done in your life, it will all work out for your good. And for some of us, that means out with the old, in with the new. For the preparation season will be a time of spring cleaning in our spiritual house. Once the Lord starts ministering to us about our thoughts and our emotions, don't be surprised if old wounds that were not completely healed are opened. Issues that have been lying dormant or ones that we thought we dealt with will begin to pop up. No, God is not reminding you of your past failures. He's not throwing your past in your face. He's just exposing issues that were not fully resolved. The Lord is letting us know before you can move forward to the next level, you need to deal with these issues right now. God does not want issues of the past festering in us so that the enemy can have a doorway. He can have a foothold in our life. He wants those issues dealt with, and he wants it done this way, this time the right way. He wants it done according to his will. Because, you know, sometimes we patch things. We don't always fix it, you know. We patch it so that it will hold. But those patches sometimes come loose. And that's how things happen in our lives. We put a quick band-aid on it to fix the problem. But instead of getting to the root of the problem, it's still there behind that band-aid. But see, now God is exposing that because he wants you to be a clean vessel for his glory. So in order for us to go higher, he's going to go deep within us and get out all those things that are not pleasing in his sight. So therefore, he's saying this time, we're going to get this done. We're going to handle it my way so the enemy can't come back into your life with that same old mess again. The Lord doesn't want anything holding us back from receiving his glory. Yes, it's going to hurt. Oh, it's going to be painful. I've been there and I've done that and I've cried some nights. But in the end, when he got me ready, oh, I was so grateful because it was done. It was dealt with and I didn't have to think about it anymore. But oh, it all depends on how dirty your house is. Now, you know, sometimes we do our own spring cleaning and get things out of the way. But if we don't, then he will allow things to happen to reveal how dirty your house is. So let the Lord get in there, get that cleaning done. He wants to destroy the strongholds in our life to break the power over us. He wants to strip everything in our life that is contrary to his divine purpose for our lives. He wants to get rid of anything that is keeping us from being all that he created us to be. He wants that out of our lives. He don't want any old stuff remaining in our lives because that old stuff can stop his glory from flowing through us. There are times, like I said, we are obedient and we do our own house cleaning ahead of time. And that is always a good thing. But if we don't, the Lord will allow things to happen that force us to have to deal with it. God will do whatever it takes to get our attention because he understands and he knows how desperately we need him, even if we can't see it. He is doing what is necessary to prepare us to receive our best because he knows exactly what we need. He wants us to be blessed. He says in his word, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you hope and a future. He is preparing you for greater things. Allow the Lord to work his perfect will in your life so that he can be glorified and every chain over your life can be broken. God wants to do something great in your life this day, and you have got to allow him to do it. I know you feel like you've been going through things for a while, but now, this day, you can make a change. You can make a change by just stop fighting it, stop striving, and just allow the Lord to do what needs to be done. Recognize that it's not about you. It's about him. It's for his glory. We should be able to go through this. Go through this as a good soldier. You know, we say we are one with Christ. We want more of the Lord in our lives. We want all the good things. We don't want to go through any of the bad things. But we must, because we are one with him. We chose to follow a man that suffered so much. But look at how things turned out. He did it for us. He did it so that we could win. He did it for us. So we should follow his example. Do what Jesus did when he was in that garden. Jesus went through a lot in that garden before he gave his life for us. Follow that example. Pray it out. Cry it out. And stay before the Lord until he hears you. If Jesus saw the need to do this when he was pressed and heavily burdened in that garden, he didn't give up. Then we shouldn't give up. We should hold on in faith and don't let go. Don't turn Jesus loose until he comes to where you are. Don't let go until he blesses you abundantly. I know sometimes it's hard to pray when trouble is all around you. Sometimes praying is the last thing that your flesh wants to do. And I confess there are times when I did not feel like praying. Praying was the last thing on my mind. All I wanted to do was cry and feel sorry for myself. The enemy is counting on our flesh to get in the way to stop us from praying. However, if we don't pray, we won't be able to break the strongholds coming against us. It's when we don't feel like praying and praising the Lord that we must. It's in those Jesus have mercy prayers that the Lord knows that we need him. We need to offer the Lord a sacrifice of praise and lift it up. And those sacrifice of praises, those prayers that we pray when we just can't see our way, those prayers and those sacrifice of praises, those are the things that draw Jesus closer to us. And you know, if you can't even think of the word to, of a word or a prayer to pray, there are some times I just called on his name. I would just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I would call Jesus until the Holy Spirit fell on me and ministered to my spirit. And I would stay right there calling upon his name until I felt that stronghold that was binding me from praying, that it was broken over me so that I could continue right then to just go into praying in the spirit. And this is what you got to do. You don't need a special prayer, no form, no fashion. If you can't think what to pray, then just call his name. Isn't there something about that name of Jesus? Something about that name that brings him on the scene. See, I don't know what you're going through today, but it can't be worse than what our Lord and Savior went through for us. So pray. This trial that you're going through will bless you. Whether you recognize it or not, you don't feel it right now, but what you're going through is going to bless you because you're going through it for his glory. It will strengthen and cause you to hunger and thirst for more of the Lord in your life. God's mercy is drawn to your prayers. God is right there with you in the midst of every difficult situation you're in, and he will see you through to victory. It doesn't matter whether you feel him or not. He is there. He said he would never leave us. He would never forsake us. So you pray and you go through it for his glory. So many times we want the anointing and the blessing, but not the preparation that goes along with it. We want all joy and happiness, but no tears, no pain, no trials. You know that old saying, no pain, no gain. The anointing is costly, and most of us don't want to pay the price for it. The preparation process for his glory is part of the price we must pay to be an anointed instrument for the Lord. We must be willing to go through for the Lord as he did for us. If we think we're going to receive something from the Lord without going through any suffering, we're just fooling ourselves. We must go through it. We must endure our pain of season for a season of gain. We've got to go through something to get something. If you want the anointing, which is a gain, you must go through the preparation, which is the pain. And when we get into a difficult situation and it appears that all hope is gone, we must be willing to say what those three Hebrew boys said. My God is able to deliver me from this fiery trial, but if not, I will not bow down to the enemy. But if not, I will not take my hand away from the plow. But if not, I will not stop loving and trusting and depending upon the Lord. We must be willing, like Job, to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God may not take us out of the fire when we want him to. However, he will give us grace and strength to get through it all. He will be right there with us as we go through this fire. And when it's time for us to come out, we will come out stronger than ever. You will come out with a testimony that will bring deliverance to others that are bound by the enemy. God wants you to stop this day. Look up. Look up right now and be encouraged. Look at the trial that you're going through and lift your eyes up to the hill from which cometh your help. He wants you to cry out and call on his name. He wants you to come boldly to the throne of grace and mercy to find the help that you time. The help that you need in this time. He hasn't forgotten you, nor is he asleep on the job. Call upon him. in your hour of need, and never doubt that he is right there with you. Trust him. Lift up your eyes unto the hills and just begin to praise him and thank him right now. For he will not suffer your foot to be moved. Whatever you're going through this day, I want you to know it's not about you. It's not about you. Don't let the enemy or anyone make you think it is about you. What you're going through right now is for his glory. You are going through what you're going through to bring glory to God's kingdom so that you will have a testimony that will draw people to the Lord. Go through it for his glory this day. Go through it. Go through it as a strong soldier in Christ. I pray that this message that you heard today for his glory, I pray that it has blessed you. It has caused you to rise up off of your bed of mourning, rise up out of those ashes, put on the garment of praise and glorify the Lord. For God is more than able to see you through. God can do anything but fail. We just got to trust him and let him have his perfect work in our life. Trust his timing, for it is for his glory. You have been listening to The Still Small Voice, and I am Sharon Hurst. And I, once again, I pray that you have been blessed. And if you're in the Orlando area around October 21st, we're having a revival at the Triumphant Church in Orlando on Kirkman Road from October 21st to the 23rd. Please come by and be blessed at this awesome revival. We are going to have a good time destroying strongholds and setting the captive free. We have an anointed pastor from Africa. Her name is Josephine. I will try to pronounce her last name, but I can't. But please come out to the revival. If you need information about the revival, please email me. My email is chosen1292@gmail.com. You know, I always love hearing from you. I love the letters. I love to hear how the Lord has blessed you and destroyed strongholds in your life. And I pray that this message that you've heard today will do just that. Again, this is Sharon Hurst. This is the Still Small Voice. And I say to you, keep your channels clear. Be always listening for that still small voice. He is still speaking. Have a blessed day. Until the next time, bye-bye.